It was very disappointing for me, particularly because since April at the plenary council, I have pushed hard, and April was pre-Brexit, I have pushed hard for a focus from the new minister on what should happen in border areas, in particular in the Donegal area. And I followed that up, finding out that the IDA had little, had no lease property and none in any zone for marketing us. And I followed up in July with a further motion asking for a change of policy in IDA Ireland, if that's what was required to help small towns. So the message did not seem to be getting through, and I'm very, very disappointed with the IDA response.
What now going forward? Are you hoping that they may attend a future meeting or perhaps maybe reschedule another meeting to discuss these issues?
Yes, well, we have to stick together. So at an issue level yesterday, we proposed that a further invite letter be sent to IDA in Sligo. And I also believe at plenary area in the council, we have to follow up and we have to be supportive of policy changes and bringing the IDA to a plenary meeting where we can discuss how best their actions can benefit Donegal.